Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springola. Today's Monday, the 13th of January, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIF Nifty, which is trading flat, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a muted note. In the previous session, benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex erased their gains to end in the red after a sharp fall in the PSU banks, realty, and pharma stocks jolted investors. The scenario was much worse in the broader market as the small cap and mid cap segment plunged over 2%. Broader indices posted their worst performance in 2 months, falling between 3 and 6% over the week as they underperformed the main benchmark indices amid mixed global markets, subdued Q3 corporate earnings projections and concerns over India's economic slowdown. Last week, the Indian market snapped its 2-week gaining streak and posted the biggest weekly fall in the past 2 months, amid selling across sectors barring IT. Persistent FII selling also weighed. IT stocks have been the only saving grace in a weak market, but they couldn't have the index close higher either. This comes after IT services major TCS recorded a better-than-expected quarterly earnings, which signaled an early sign of discretionary demand revival and a subsequent rise in margins from FY26 onwards. In the markets, according to experts, volatility is expected to persist for the next 3 to 4 weeks, which will be driven by global events like the US payroll data and the upcoming union budget. Also, investors are eyeing the Federal Reserve very closely. Further, if earnings disappoint, particularly in the mid and small cap segments, selling pressure could intensify. However, on the flip side, attractive valuations might trigger a quick reversal if earnings are supportive. The overall outlook on the market remains tilted towards a bearish trend, and traders are advised to utilize any intermediate rebounds as opportunities to short the index. During the earnings seasons, stock-specific movements will be influenced by results and expectations of results. Therefore, participants should align their strategies accordingly and prioritize relatively strong sectors or themes for long trades and target underperforming segments for short positions. Now let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Investors will be watching HCL Tech stocks as the company will announce its third quarter earnings later today. Avenue Supermarts, which owns and operates the retail chain DMart, reported a 4.8% rise in its consolidated net profit for the third quarter ended December. However, this earnings show came below expectations as a money control poll estimated that profit could have jumped 19% on year. Further, the CEO has announced that he will be stepping down. Local search engine Justdial reported a 43% rise in consolidated net profit at 131 crore for the December quarter of FY25. In the same quarter last year, it reported a net profit of 92 crore rupees. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street slumped on Friday as investors digested a better-than-expected jobs report that soured expectations of future rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by 700 points, while the S&P 500 tanked 1.5% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Index slipped about 1.6% in trade. The better-than-expected U.S. payroll data affirmed the case for Federal Reserve officials to keep interest rates on hold for the foreseeable future. This comes in the face of lingering inflation and political uncertainty. As a result, the dollar saw a sharp boost, while US Treasury yields also saw an uptick. The global crude benchmark, Brent crude, also advanced above $81 a barrel after surging almost 4% in the previous session. As a result, the US 10-year Treasury yield is currently hovering around the 4.77% level, while in the currency markets, the dollar index has soared to the 109.64 mark. As a result, stocks in Asia slipped sharply, following US's strong jobs data. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index tumbled 2%, while the Shanghai Composite, the Kospi Index and Taiwan's benchmark were all down between 0.5% to 1.5% each. Now in the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Sameer Chavan, the head analyst of technical and derivatives at Angel One, who shares his outlook on the main indices. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
If you look at the market, it has not been the happy start for our market. But it's too early to take that call. Overall, if you see, market I mean, last week we had seen a decent pullback towards 24,200, but we maintained our caution stance, you know, till the time Nifty does not cross 24,500, 24,200 band. And clearly, I mean, the kind of fall that we witnessed throughout this week, it clearly prove significance of 24,200 and 24,500. If you compare Nifty with other major indices like Bank Nifty, Midcap Index, for Nifty it has been a slow poison. And today also, if you see Bank Nifty tanked quite sharply, Midcap Index has tested its 200 a simple moving average. We do not see major cut in Nifty 50 today, thanks to IT, which has been the solitary knight in the shining armor today. The slow poison is likely to continue from here on, and will not be surprised to see Nifty heading towards 23,200, 23,000, and probably sub 23,000 territory is likely to be tested soon.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the exact same time.